Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. According to Robert Greene, author of The 48 Laws of Power, life is a game in which the ultimate prize is power. We may not think we're in the game, we may not want to play the game, but according to Greene, the game is being played with or without us. We either attain power, or we are crushed by others who seek it. In today's scripture passage, I find it interesting that all of the characters have a great degree of power. Even more interesting is how it is used, manipulated, or abused in relation to the presence of Jesus. Jesus is brought before Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea. He is Rome. Jesus is brought to him by the chief priests and presumably other religious leaders. Jesus has threatened their spiritual power by claiming that in many ways they have misunderstood God. Had they truly understood God, they would have realized that Jesus was the one they had been waiting for. But for them to admit that would have meant the loss of much of their power. So they used their best weapons to hold on to it: the loudness of their voice, and their willingness to cause unrest. Pilate has greater power. He has the power of life and death over others. He has the power to condemn or to set free, to administer justice or correct injustice. And this case is perhaps the trickiest one he has had to face. Before him is a man who has been accused of crimes against the state, yet the man says nothing in his own defense. Jesus just stands there with the confidence of innocence, even as the clamor of voices accusing him get louder and louder. What to do? This man hardly looks like the type of rebel who could weaken an empire, yet if Pilate sets him free, there will be a loud crowd of religious leaders who could cause trouble in the streets. What to do? Perhaps the easiest use of his power would be to defer to Herod, the puppet king of Israel. Herod, too, has a degree of power, but it's a power that is conditional on blind obedience to Rome. The Herods have run into Jesus before, and while there was a thought that Jesus might threaten their power, in reality, Jesus' army was a motley band of fishermen, outcasts, and women. There was no real threat in that, so Herod takes advantage of his power to amuse himself. If Jesus was accused of being a king, let's dress him up in some silly clothes and let Pilate deal with it. So the ball is back in Pilate's court. He has the power to make the final decision. And the final decision is, I just want to be rid of this problem. Herod has become a friend now. Pilate can turn down the noise of the religious community, and really this man is probably innocent, but being rid of him also gets rid of a lot of problems for Pilate and his power. Finally, there is Jesus. I've mentioned before in previous devotionals that perhaps the greatest power of God is his power to withhold its use. All of Luke's readers know that Jesus holds all the power of the universe. He has done miracles. He holds the power of life and death. He holds power over all things spiritual and material. Yet now, he is the only one in the story who is silent and who does nothing. He does utter an enigmatic answer to Pilate's question about being king of the Jews, an ironic and prophetic statement that Pilate had inadvertently spoken the truth. In all of these uses of power, whatever is gained comes with a horrible loss of something precious. The chief priests got what they wanted, the death of Jesus, but they lost their honor, their sense of justice, and their moral authority. Herod kept his status, but in deferring back to Pilate, lost any semblance of being a true leader. Pilate remained governor for a while and gained approval from a small group of people, but he had sacrificed his sense of justice, his authority, and in using the power he had, he showed himself to be weak. What about us? We all have a degree of power, and we try to gain more and more power over our own lives and even our own souls. But ultimately, Jesus stands in front of us. He may not say much, but he has already asked the question that we all must answer. Who do you say I am? Is his a voice that we seek to silence because he threatens our own power? Is he someone that we find amusing, but not someone important enough to acknowledge as the true king of our lives? Or is he someone that we want to just go away because the pressures of other voices or vices are so loud? Jesus is not always a bringer of peace. Often, Jesus is the bringer of conflict that we choose to avoid, even if it means sacrificing our virtues. The good news is that even when we make unfortunate choices that seek to promote our hold on power, the hope we have is that Jesus is always ready to receive our repentance and loves us enough to forgive. He died for us. He also died for the chief priests, for Herod, and for Pilate. His power to extend love, grace, and mercy, rather than use his power for wrath and revenge, is the greatest use of power ever seen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you that your power is always used for our good and for your grace. Forgive us when we seek to elevate our own power at the expense of your will. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.